CEO Richard Anderson is calling for reform of the Export-Import Bank. He says currently, EXIM affords overseas airlines an unfair advantage because it finances Boeing widebody jets at a discount Delta itself cannot get. Delta has the backing of the Airline Pilots Association. ALPA's president, Lee Moak, testified before a House Financial Committee Wednesday.
International jobs at mainline carriers are in jeopardy.
Moak gave the example of Air India, which used EXIM to finance a new fleet of aircraft. He says the deal allowed the carrier to, in his words, flood the market.
And in 2008, this excess capacity forced Delta Airlines out of the New York-Mumbai route, displacing U.S. workers due to unfair competition.
Democratic Congressman David Scott of Atlanta sits on the House Finance Committee. He agrees Delta's competitiveness is hurt by EXIM.
And we need to move forward with an amendment that languages in what Delta needs to satisfy their concerns.
Scott says that means excluding Boeing from EXIM loans. Tim Neal is with Boeing's D.C. Public Policy Office. He takes issue with Delta's claims.
We have looked carefully at the data, the financing data, to try and understand Delta's concerns and whether they're competitively disadvantaged. And we just do not see any evidence that supports that claim.
Neal says Delta is able to finance planes through the bond market at cheaper rates than what EXIM affords. And he says excluding Boeing would mean a loss of jobs because foreign airlines would instead buy Airbus planes. EXIM's current charter expires in September. Jim Burris, WABE News.